Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on his mountaintop. A lot of strange stuff going on, a lot of rumors, and difficult to, you know, probably vet would be the proper word. But anyway, we'll get rolling with it. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, just up here waiting on the next cold spell.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for the next snowstorm up around here. We got about a foot last night, and they're saying maybe more. On the way, another foot, so we'll just have to wait and see. It's right now, it's supposed to get really cold again, though, down to like zero or below, so we'll just have to ride it out, as Wisconsinites always know how to do. Let's start with this George Soros thing that's going on. What do you make of that? It says that George Soros was arrested on February 3rd in Switzerland. And also that Obama has been served. The one that I watched on YouTube seemed to have some other articles from Europe, kind of, I guess you could call it, confirming it. What's your latest on that, or what do you think about it?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. We do know that... A number of countries have been after Soros because he's tried to create coups, political coups in their countries, and he's really the one behind a lot of the, I guess you could say, the invasion of Europe, the EU, and also really he's behind the invasion that's beginning to come into America. You know, it's odd because American news is almost bland now. Mainstream media is so defunct that it can't produce anything but anti-Trump data. So we're not going to get a lot. I have to go overseas to find the news to really back up anything.
Yeah, it's just too bad that we have gotten to that point. Of course, the problem is we've heard this kind of stuff from Q, Anon, and all that stuff for a long, long time. You know, next week they're going to arrest everybody. That's been going on for almost 2 years now. And I guess a lot of people are wondering, well, it's just kind of a psyops, but what's behind the psyops? Is this just a diversionary tactic to what's really going to happen? And, excuse me, so is Trump. Does this have a lot to do with the border war? I know he's sending another 3,000 troops, I read. Is that right, to the border?
Well, I saw where... possibly 4,000, but I was listening to Fox, and here's three little headlines real quick. Fox Business, they were reporting tonight that there's a few thousand troops headed to Eagle Pass, Texas, and we know that's where the big caravans have gone to. And also there's two reports saying that Maduro is blocking off all entrances into Venezuela to block out any humanitarian or any type of aid or any assistance for the opposition. And at the same time, they're reporting now that there's Hezbollah movements inside Venezuela. So this thing is just building by the day.
Yeah. Well, I know that there was a report of, what was it, 51 buses filled with people coming up to the border. Is that
right? That was... Yeah, and matter of fact, what's odd, you know, I posted that last night and we talked about it, but Trump actually spoke on that subject in the State of the Union last night. A lot of people may have missed it, but he really quickly referred to the and actually it's Mexican federal police are escorting They escorted 51 buses of illegal aliens up through Mexico to the area of Laredo and Eagle Pass, Texas, and they're planning on, from the reports, of rushing the border in that area because it's more sparse and they think they can get through. So Trump's moving military that way.
So if our military starts shooting these people, it's going to be such a hue and cry. I mean, when Trump mentioned we're not going to be a socialist state, the far left made some very odd noises when that statement was made. And I'm beginning to think there, because of the success, evidently, of Trump's speech and his total defense of the of building the wall, it makes you wonder if deep state is now going to get desperate to get rid of him. What do you think? I mean, they're losing the battle one by one, and if this Soros thing is true, and the Obama being served, I don't know how you vet anything like that, but if it is true, let's put it that way, would they not have to almost immediately now pull the plug, cause an economic collapse, stir up riots in California and places like that? You were mentioning on the phone something about maybe they were planning on starting out there in California with the riots.
Yeah, there was, matter of fact, that report, actually two reports came out, really, really interesting today. One of them included Bill O'Reilly really released a strange message, a bad moon rising in America, which was kind of a warning, if you will. And then there was also, I believe it was Dave Hodges, and I think I sent you a link to that, indicated, a matter of fact, the Dayos posted an article talking about an uprising which was about to begin in, and, you know, Dave Hodges chimed in also, but that they were going to begin this movement in the streets starting in California. And there was a report, and you can't really vet it that well, but there's a report that the governor, Jerry Brown, and some of the top leadership there was had bought up land in Belize for a fallback location if their movement failed. And so I guess we're going to have to see. This is going to get rather interesting.
Yeah, there were reports that George Bush bought a compound down there somewhere, Paraguay or something like that. And, in fact, I think somebody Googled it, and it's quite a place, and it's hardened, and it's got all kinds of communications gear in it. And this is the elite. They're, you know, they want to hide during this transition into chaos so that they're not part of it. But unfortunately for them, the Lord says otherwise. So going to get very, very fascinating. I guess one could say it that way. Dave Hodges wrote an interesting article. The invasion of the United States has begun. The United States military simultaneously preparing for two separate actions inside the country. On one hand, the United States is preparing to deal with extreme insurrection, which will be perpetrated through embedded terrorist forces, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, MS-13, Mexican drug cartels, and various other factions associated with the CalExit movement. Then on the other hand, the U.S. is preparing to deal with asymmetric warfare emanating from both south and north of the border. Now, a long time ago, a Royal Canadian Mountie did a lot of research, and he issued a special report about Chinese infiltration into Canada. And I don't think it's just the Muslims either. The Russians, we were told, were up there in Queensland. I don't know how you could figure something like that out. You might be able to Google it if they didn't black it out. But anyway, so what he says, the Chinese and more Muslims are pouring across the border Now, this is from a source he claims that is a longtime DEA source. They are getting cooperation from local civilian elected officials. That doesn't surprise me at all. Pay them $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, and they'll do almost anything for it. There are stand-down orders in Portland Police Department to ignore certain indicators. ICE and other Fed agencies are being shielded in many instances as to what is really going on. There are predetermined weapons caches awaiting these new immigrants. Drugs are the new currency. We know of at least a dozen safe houses, but we're prevented from moving in. We are soon going to be fighting these bastards in the street, and our first responders are going to be very, very busy. What's your take on that?
Well, it certainly wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, we're well aware under the Clinton, Bush, and Obama, and you've got 4 years of each of them, I mean 8 years of each of them, actually. That's 16, 24
yeah.
years, Kurt, that we know this setup was under operation.
Yeah. And we also have Red Elk and his vision of the invasion through the north, too. Wasn't just the southern borders. Southern border may very well be part of the deception. You know, like that Chinese general, the art of war, diversionary tactics. And it almost sounds like that's what's going on. If they could en masse, and Canada would love to have that happen because they'll give part of the, they claim anyway, this is what I heard, that a deal had been made with China and probably Russia too, that in exchange for allowing their troops to amass in Canada and then come down across our northern borders, that China and Russia would cede part of the northern states to Canada. They would become Canadian territories. And, of course, as you know, Canada, for the most part, except for the southern area, is basically uninhabitable. It's just huge areas of wood and that sort of thing. So I can understand where that might happen. And we did, a long, long time ago, and I saw the plans, have an invasion plan for Canada, that we were going to invade Canada. And they probably didn't forget that one either. But anyway, he says here, the gloves are off and the Mexican government is officially an enemy to every American citizen as Mexican federal agents are escorting 51 buses with 1,800 illegal aliens through Mexico and towards the U.S. border. That's an act of war on the part of Mexico. That's the way I read it. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. Now, I remember some type of plot years ago that there had been a deal between Mexico and Canada, I believe with Russia at the time, maybe China too, but Russia at the time, for an invasion and for them to allow the invasion through both countries. And remember, they were going to, I think the plan was that Canada was going to get some of America and Mexico was going to get, I guess, California and the southern states and even Texas back. So the plan has been in place a long time. Now, what makes me think that the southern border is not just really for optics is the fact that, remember, after the recent hurricane in southern Texas, Houston especially, remember that they uncovered caches of ammunition?
Yes. Yeah, I do remember that. I don't know. I don't think it was just one trucker, but there have been several truckers who have claimed that when they went into Mexico, they ran across some Chinese military bases that were down there. I don't know how you vet anything like that. You know, I mean, you're taking but why would they lie about it? What do they got to benefit from it? These guys are just, it's kind of like the underground tunnels. You know, everybody poo-pooed that and said, oh, that's just crazy. There are no such things as underground tunnels. And anybody that says there is nuts. And now we have videos taken by the truckers who are going thousands of miles in these underground routes with underground cities. And, you know, I mean, the people got their, how do I word this without being crude? They've shut down their brains. Let's put it that way. And they won't. They just can't believe this kind of stuff is going on. Hodges says the invasion is actually escalating. This is not hyperbole, is to say the U.S. is actually under invasion. Well, we have been now for some time, but it's going to go public here, I think, quite soon. I'm very, very concerned about some of the prophecies about old Israel and what happened after the 70 years in Babylon was up. I think it's being repeated. And if it is, we're in a lot of trouble. Well, the world is, not just the United States, but the world. And things are beginning to shape up. We have convergence, folks. We're getting all these kind of reports now. And what's this thing about him taking over California, or they taking over California? So is this where they're going to actually start this? Now, I do know that he ordered a military war drill in L.A. They got videos of it. Is this something that Trump knows about?
Well, the information, and I've seen two or three reports about the L.A. war drill. Remember also, if you will, that some trainloads of tanks and armor were going down in that region, too, near the border of southern California, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew what that was all about, and maybe it's just part of the drill, but there seems to be, if the information's correct, that this street movement to bring down the Trump presidency may start in California, because you got to remember, Stuart, California seems to be the big headquarters of the left right now. Matter of fact, look at the leadership in the, you know, running Congress.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how the American people could put up with what the Democrats demonstrated last night at the State of the Union. I mean, they didn't clap about hardly anything. What they really said is, we don't care what the American people want. We could care less. What we want is a communist state. So, I don't know. There's something weird going on all over the place. And the Pelosi more or less gave what they say. I had never heard about this before. But she gave a specific handshake, which is really a finger to Trump during his speech. She was acting very strange at that speech and very rude, very disrespectful.
Yeah, I heard something, a remark, on some news today that said that she gave Trump the sayonara handshake, which meant you're going bye-bye, basically. It was a threat.
Well, I remember Daddy Bush, when they were talking about Trump, he put his thumb across his throat like they were going to cut his throat. They were going to kill him. And, of course, the Bush cartel had no love loss for Trump either, because they're all part Clinton, Bush. They're all part of that cartel, Clinton. Here's something interesting. Craigslist ad asks for anyone who resembles Ruth Bader Ginsburg to come forward. They're hunting for a lookalike for her to scam the Americans. I wonder if they actually found one.
No, I don't think they have yet, Stuart. And the reason I say that is Fox Business all day was wondering. You know, they saw the news report saying she had been spotted at an event, and I think it was her granddaughter's or daughter's some kind of event, and they put it in the press, and with no pictures now, no pictures of her, and says she was sitting in the back of this event. Everybody that was there said they didn't see her at all. And now what they're thinking is, we've had the rumors and reports that she was really under the weather, if you will, and they're about to go insane because they're worried Trump might actually wind up appointing a third justice.
Yeah. Yeah, it means a lot to the American people if the Lord tarries. That's a great big if. It doesn't look like he's going to tarry a whole lot longer, folks. It really doesn't. We are having convergence of all the signs, the cosmic signs, the signs in Israel of what's actually going on. Have you heard any more about Kushner and the so-called peace treaty or peace agreement? I haven't heard much about it.
Well, it's not, if you wait for it in American news, you won't hear anything. But the Israeli press and the Arab press are really touting that this event, this peace treaty event, will kick off the minute this Israeli election is over. And that's, of course, April. But this thing's really strange. But there's a lot of like I said, all the news is overseas.
Yeah, it is. Just about all of it, and we're not hearing any of it. Iran warns Israel of a firm response if it continues attacking targets in Syria. London, Reuters, the secretary of Iran's National Security Council, warned Israel on Tuesday of a firm and deterrent response if it continues to attack targets in Syria. If these actions continue, we will activate some calculated measures as a deterrent and as a firm and appropriate response to teach a lesson to the criminal and flying rulers and lying rulers, rather, of Israel. They did say, I think, I don't know if it was Soleimani or who it was, said they're going on the offensive. They're not going to take a defensive stance anymore. They are going to go on the offensive. What do you think?
Well, I think that's interesting because if you'll remember, just a few days ago, the Iraqi army or special forces found a number of Iranian missiles already ready to fire aimed at our forces in Al-Tamf there in Syria.
That's right.
So, and of course, we got those, and that's when we made a bombing runs against the Iranian forces in Syria. And now they act like they're coming out because, remember, there's a February the 11th intel date about them trying to block the Strait of Hormuz. And remember, don't forget, their military, including the sea forces and the ground forces, are in the biggest drill they've ever done in Iran.
Yeah, is that still going on, or are they done with that now?
Oh, no, it's still underway.
Still underway. Well, they can go live anytime.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's another headline. Moscow, Russian hypersonic weapons eliminate threats from the United States. Speaking about the exit from the INF Treaty, on December 4, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave Russia 2 months to return to compliance with the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, or Washington would leave the accord on February 2nd. Well, of course, we left it. But the inside story is we left it because China is not part of it, and China is far outpacing us with these hypersonic weapons that we have no defense for. Have you heard any more about that?
Yeah.
Anything from Danoon on, what does he call it, Israeli News Live? Has he mentioned any of this?
Well, he is talking about it, but at the same time, I don't know if you saw the reports, but Iran now has a cruise missile, and it is reported, even from Israeli intelligence, that it is unstoppable, basically, because of the low flight path that it made. They've already tested it, and they say that it's a danger to all our forces, and this would be an incredible danger in the Strait of Hormuz. We could lose a carrier or two.
Yeah, and remember the prophecies that did say that we lost a whole carrier group you know, whatever the attending ships that go with carriers. What else have you got before we close down that you wanted to talk about?
Let's see. Trying to read my notes here. By the way, Hal Turner, if the information's true, he says that Maduro has now unleashed death squads inside Venezuela. We know that Guaido, the opposition leader, if you will, is you know, running from place to place. And I did see a while ago video of roadblocks all over Venezuela, so there apparently something big going on there. And anyway, the death squads are killing people in the streets, and Hal Turner says, this is what socialism and communism always does. Maduro death squads on the streets of Venezuela. So he was the first to get that out.
Oh, that's absolutely true. People can't get their mind around it, but if Hillary Clinton had won, what do they think the FEMA camps are for? They're to kill people. You re-educate only a very few to kill the rest of them, and I suppose you can, you know, send them over the world for slave labor until they perish and do some good. But with what's going on in Venezuela now, Trump didn't say they weren't going to use military invasion. So I'm wondering if he's not preparing us for an invasion there. What do you think?
Well, more and more intel seems to indicate that's the path that we're going down. Matter of fact, when he was asked, remember in that last interview about invasion or a military move and, you know, against Venezuela, he said, I'm not going to say that. And that clearly was him not saying that. And they said, oh, he answered no. Well, no, he didn't answer no. That there was, he just didn't answer them. And that indicates to me that may be up his sleeve.
Yeah. And there are more and more articles, folks, getting swooping into Earth changes. And by the way, the erratic weather is becoming more and more and more erratic. So don't be surprised if one day it's 80 degrees and the next day it's 80 below. We are entering into a period of really bad erratic and bad weather and bad storms. And the magnetic poles are shifting very, very rapidly. I just got another article. Actually, it's Hal Turner who produced it, but I've heard it elsewhere, so it is totally vetted that it's harming our phone systems and everything else. Have you got anything on the latest there, Larry?
Yeah, that's actually Hal Turner had it, and then Space Weather and NOAA, you know, the NOAA federal group, investigated this and says their warning is that this incredible movement of the magnetic poles is causing glitches and anomalies with our phone systems, our GPSs, our compasses. Everything's being affected, and they're really, really concerned because this is not good.
Yeah, when I was a professional pilot and flying out of Minneapolis, they did change the runways because of the magnetic poles. It used to be 29 left and right, and then they changed it to 30 left and right. So, you know, it's true. It is really operating very anomalous now. And we could go into a magnetic field collapse. And they say that when that happens, not soon after that is when the crustal shift takes place. I mean, we're talking years, maybe 5 years, 10 years, something like that. But it's fairly rapid. Any last word for the folks? We'll be back on Friday for sure, I think, unless something happens we need to talk about later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The only thing I'd mention is people do need to have a shortwave radio because Florida Marquis, actually, and I sent you a copy, urgent EMP
yes.
alert, and says now one of the attorney generals has confirmed that. And Stuart, the reason for that is if we have suddenly, if we lose electric or most of our equipment in suddenly, we won't know what did it. We won't know if it's the sun, a false flag, or literally an attack against our nation, Stuart.
Yep, we won't know. Anyway, folks, prepare yourselves. Make sure you got water and food. And we'll see you on Friday night. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. Thanks, Larry.